Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to third. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett has Watson trapped. There's the throw to Grote and back to Harrelson, who tags Watson for the out. Rader moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to third. Crane Pool moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Crane Pool moves to third. Gosger moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Crane Pool scores. Gosger moves to third. Grote moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Gosger scores. Grote scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crane Pool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Pool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crane Pool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Watson reaches third base with a triple. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Pool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. the Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuzman is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Watson hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Crane Pool scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball towards right. Wynn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wynn. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Howard and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hazualu pinch hits for Roger Metzger. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Alu moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Wynn scores. Alu moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Alu scores. Cedeno moves to third. Watson moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Cedeno scores. Watson moves to third. Rader moves to second. It's Astros, 5, Mets, 5. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Crawford now pitching. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Bob Watson now playing first base. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jim Beauchamp. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. George Theodore now playing first base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Theodore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Cecil Upshaw. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hennigan moves to second. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hennigan. Citino moves to third. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards second. Milan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Garrett bunts towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Milan moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub is walked intentionally. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. AG strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hennigan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-5 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Bob Gallagher pinch hits for Jim York. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Citino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Rey now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a line drive towards short. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-1 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Theodore for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-5 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-5 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. AG hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-6 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. AG moves to third. Jim Rey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. AG scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 6-5, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Ray moves to second. Harry Parker now pitching. Jim Fregosi now playing first base. George Theodore now playing left field. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Wynn scores. Ray moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. It's 7-5, Astros. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards first. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Rader reaches second base with a double. Ray scores. Cedeno scores. Watson moves to third. It's 9-5, Astros. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-5 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.